Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking forward to catching up with him about that. But look, I don't think I can do another segment without talking about NFL. I really don't. I mean, this is what where we're going to find our joy, right? This is where we're going to find our joy as sports fans, just ignoring what's happening in Memphis.
Hey, I'm 7-3. Yeah. I'm on 7-3 street. Hey. I got joy all day in the NFL.
Dude, I'm
all day long. Aaron Rodgers talking about how much he loved playing in Chicago. You going to play, big man? You can fire me up talking some NFL now.
Now, how about me?
You see what I got on now.
Now, I'm fired up. I'm fired up because I'm 2-8.
You don't even have your...
Can I get a round of applause?
Hold on before you do that. He doesn't have his Raiders garb on today.
I do not.
Is that a statement?
No.
It is different.
This is a team that has for so long not embraced tanking, and finally they have done it. And that's why I was hoping for a round of applause. But they finally have done it, and it will mean
when you sell off Max Crosby. When you sell him off, that's when we applaud this. Like the Jets are doing. That's the proper kind of rebuild. That's what you guys need to do. That's
right. Yeah. You know, who knows?
Whatever joy I can give you. Hey, hopefully good luck to your fantasy team. You know?
Thank you very much. Yeah. As you know, projected to score 140 this week.
Your joy will come in the form of betting wins on the NFL. It will not come on your team.
Yes. Now, I did insider trade. Speaking of betting, as soon as we got off with Wolk, and I bet Lane Kiffin to be the next coach of
Florida. Did you text him one last time before you put in the bet?
No.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
You said, are you sure?
No, I trust him. I trust him.
I saw your face when he said it. Y'all should have seen Johnny lit up. Do these cameras work?
Now,
if you can catch John's face.
We're going to see.
When Walken said Florida is out,
right.
That would be one to screenshot.
Now, he kind of couched it.
Hit
he kind of couched it. He said it could change tomorrow. But what would change tomorrow?
But the odds have changed.
The odds have changed.
As I told you, it feels like there's been a momentum shift.
Well, LSU is the better job.
I wasn't hearing LSU. Yeah, it always has been.
Yeah.
But we were not hearing LSU as the leader up until this morning for me. And now, I mean, Dan sounded more along the lines he'd always thought it.
Mike Greenberg or something? Who'd you hear it from?
Somebody on ESPN, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe it was on, maybe it was on before Jeff. Maybe it was on their show.
What he brought to the table that was interesting, and we're going to go to the NFL, but just while we're on the subject, he said Nick Saban has been pushing LSU. So it seems like Nick Saban maybe has been in Lane's ear about this, which I don't think anybody has talked about. That maybe he's trying to
matter more to you, Nick Saban and your wife, in Baton Rouge and Florida.
Well, when I'm making a decision like this,
the money ain't gonna matter.
I'm gonna say Nick Saban.
What does it matter? What Nick Saban fired you, didn't he? When you
I
were about to get the job at FIU, you because he thought you were checked out. I just read it to you yesterday.
I probably deserved it. But it's like who, like, okay, if I was making a big career move, would I ask my wife? Would I ask Hawkins? You know, I'd probably ask
You're
Hawkins.
Not sending Nick Saban on the trips to these schools. You're sending your wife and your
family. I know.
I mean,
I need to make sure that they're, you know, cool with it and kosher with it. But at the end of the day, like.
Where she wants to live is going to matter, I would think.
Man, what, you know.
To
who,
him.
Who wears the pants?
Because he can have it all.
Who wears the pants in the relationship?
Well, it depends.
That's what I want to know. It must be the wife.
Depends on the family.
Have a Giannotto situation with Lane Kiffin?
That's a good situation, mind you.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, if it's me, You know, I'm making the final call.
Oh, she's running something when she's going down there, and they don't care about it being reported publicly.
Right.
She's running something.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt that.
Because if he'd had it his way, you don't allow that to get public. You do it very privately.
Right. Right.
I just think she might have more pull than you think.
She might. She clearly does. I'm just saying, if it was
me. Have
you
seen her?
I have not seen her. Okay. I did not know he was married again.
I thought his wife.
It was his ex. It's his ex-wife that he.
They still together?
No. It is his. Okay. Is it his ex-wife? It is his ex-wife, Layla. It's his ex-wife.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Blonde?
Yeah.
It's his ex-wife, not even his current wife.
But she's the one with the kids? Is that what's happening here?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the kid's in high school, isn't he? At Oxford or whatever? Yeah. Is it her kid? That's the kid that's
at
Oxford?
She is the mother of the kids.
Okay.
But, I mean, you going to let your ex-wife tell you where to work next year?
Bro, she's on the trips. She obviously still has major pull.
Let's just give her the headset.
When did they get the divorce?
I think they've been divorced for a while. Yeah, 2016 they got divorced. So
and she still got her hand in a lot of that money.
Well, I mean, that's the way it goes, right? Your spousal support and all that. You know, he's got a very high profile.
To your point, you would think it would matter less since you are divorced. If
right.
You are a
my ex-wife
grown
or Nick
man.
Saban. I'm going.
I don't care what Nick say. Where Nick Saban's pushing me though. I'm where I want to go comfortable at this point. That man fired
but
me,
it,
bro.
But it okay. Well. Yes. Like,
I know he brought me on and helped recycle me, but he also fired me at the end. Right.
Well, that, look, I'm just saying.
I don't know how they feel about
if I,
that.
I'll just say this.
He did yell at him a few times. I think they're friends. I mean, they're good.
I'll just leave it at this.
He's not the end all.
If I was like 51-49 or true 50-50 on each job, and Nick Saban told me you need to take LSU, that would probably be the scale tipper.
We need to know who's running LSU first. The state
it is the
or
state.
The school.
It's the state.
And that would be a problem for me.
I agree.
I need to be cool with the, and that's the other issue with LSU right now, is who's running it. You know, after you fire your AD, who's running the show?
Yeah.
If Lane's comfortable with that, then sure. I'm with you still that LSU
people
is the better
me that, that they're back together. I don't.
Again.
But if you look it up, it says ex-wife. He sends
I
ex-wife.
I don't think he's done with her.
You know, Kiffin's ex-wife set the tour at Baton Rouge. This is the ex-wife tour. I mean,
I don't think they're finished, John. You're trying to snuff them out forever. I think there's a chance that Lane's working it out.
Maybe, man. I mean, Sam and I broke up and we got back together. So
that wasn't after y'all were married.
No, that is not. Let me just say this. If I ever get divorced, that is it. There will be no remarrying, none of that crap. Like,
well, what you find out, maybe sometimes I haven't done it, but then maybe the grass ain't greener.
Oh, I'll just
and that what you had was good.
I'll just be alone. I'll just be a I don't know what that
again
term is called.
Woman that controls.
I'm going to be a eunuch if I get divorced. All right, I'm not going back.
That's it. I admire it because that
Thank
is
you.
Terrific co-parent. I'm talking about Lane.
Oh,
that's terrific co-parent. And I admire you too. But you know, for you're married, so you know you don't have to co-parent with a divorce situation. But for Lane, like bringing her along to have your kids with you and co-parent that way, when you got money, it's obviously easier. But I'm sure that's how they've decided
to
roll
with
it.
I think honestly, money could. You say it could also complicate it. It could also make it more complicated that I don't want to deal. You're not getting my money. All right, we're not together anymore. You're getting what I give you, and get the hell out of
it
my face.
It depends on the person, then. In that case,
and
that's
it does.
You.
It does, and it does. But you know, I don't necessarily think it always has to make it easier if you have money. I think any divorce is probably complicated. I mean, I went through it. My parents went through it. It was awful, and nobody.
Yeah, it is tough.
You know, nobody had money, but it does seem like he's gotten to a good place where it works for. To the point to where he says, "Hey, baby, I'm going to send you to go tour Baton Rouge and Gainesville, and you just let me know what you think about my next job." Hell no. It'd never be me. Ex-wife?
If you still have an open door to the ex-wife.
Is she really an ex? That's what he's asking.
Well, right. But is it not? I don't know.
Does she bring the boyfriend on the plane?
Now, though.
See, that's
because, again, you're talking about boyfriends around my children. Right,
so you ain't letting no man around
well,
your kids.
Well, we're talking about high school age children, and
right.
I don't know the age of the.
I think they're older. Yeah.
Okay.
I know his daughter's older.
Yeah, we know his. She's in school.
Yeah, because she's dating the LSU linebacker.
The LSU guy. Family dynamics, man.
Mm-hmm.
And this one make the choice a little more difficult. John's choice is LSU. Has placed the bet.
That's exactly
based on the walking information.
Or no. or he stays, right? All I have is no Florida.
Oh, you have no Florida. That's the bet you have placed.
Yes, no
that's
Florida.
That's right. That's right.
I want to have multiple outs here.
Good luck to you. Was this a Kalshi bet?
It was a Robin Hood bet.
Didn't even know you could do such a thing on Robin Hood. I don't know. It's like an investment place.
It's a prediction. It's very important that that is stipulated.
Excuse me. It was a prediction, Brad. Don't call the corporate. I've cleaned it up.
There you go, very much. But yeah, look, here's the deal. In my house, you have input, right? You have input, but you don't really. Now, there's certain things where I defer, where I like, all right, you can make the decision on this, that, the other. But, you know, there's some things where it's like you make suggestions, you don't make decisions. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, would I send my wife and my ex-wife? That's where I draw the line. I don't understand that one. But, you know, it seems to work. So good for them. Good for them. So we'll see. We'll see when this gets all wrapped up. Like Dan said, it's gone on too long pretty much already. So they got to figure this one out. All right, on to NFL. You're super excited because you get the one-wristed Aaron Rodgers, fighting Aaron Rodgers coming in there this weekend.
Going to be eager to see if the ego is what, the ego puts him out there. He obviously is hurt. It's the off wrist. We get it. But still, should you be? And more importantly, Mason Rudolph looked halfway decent last week against a bad defense. Bears are a bad defense, now one that might be getting some reinforcements back.
Yep.
But they are a bad defense. I just think the smarter move for – remember, the Steelers are trying to hold off the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are coming, okay? And you have to – does Aaron Rodgers give you the best chance to win, or are you just going to lean into what you've been doing, which is his ego and tying your wagon to him, and if he says he can go, you'll go. I don't know if he gives them the best chance to win with a broken wrist.
Right.
But what I do know is you saw his eyes light up just talking about going back to Chicago. He even talked about this in the offseason before it was official with the Steelers, talking about going to Chicago on the schedule, you know, playing around.
Yep.
He talked about it. I've had good Monday nights, Sundays, Thursdays, everything up in there.
Yep.
And so that's why I think ego is the question here. But maybe, you know, I don't know. Can a 40-year-old man just take a shot and not feel a broken, you know, offhand, you know, wrist? You know, come on.
Yep.
Should he be playing? No. But my guess is he might try.
Yep.
Because he owns us.
It does seem like that. So we got that game. Shedeur Sanders making his first start. History. On the road at Vegas. Two and eight football teams. Man, I'd love if we could just make the story complete and lose this one to Shedeur, although I think that's basically impossible if you watch him play football. I mean, you're talking about a do-or-die game for the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Colts on the road at Kansas City.
It is do-or-die. Many think that if they lose this one, they're out.
Indianapolis is off of a bye. So, I mean, I don't know. It feels very difficult. Kansas City is 3.5-point favorites, but – I don't know. It's hard to fade the Colts the way they've been playing football right now. They're just a fundamentally sound team, and I believe it's the debut of Sauce, right?
That would make sense.
I don't know if he got any snaps in before the bye week. I can't remember exactly how that timing lined up, but yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. It's tough. It's tough right now to fade those Colts. You got Pats, Bengals, as they try to get the 10 wins on the year. Seems likely they'll do that. No Jamar Chase for the Bengals. We'll have to suffer through another J.J. McCarthy start on the road in Green Bay. Just feels like a, you know, layup spot for Green Bay here against Minnesota.
Texans have quietly won 3 of 4 going into this game against the Bills tonight.
Yeah.
They're 5.5-point underdogs. You can run the ball on the Bills. Can the Texans run the ball?
I don't think so, man. They've been so bad this year.
If you can't run the ball, then you're not going to beat the Bills. If you can, you can beat them.
And it's Davis Mills again. So, I mean, that's why the Bills are, I believe, 5.5-point favorites tonight. But that defense, man, I mean.
They've won 3 of 4, dude.
Yeah, and the Bills, in fairness. Yeah,
Jacksonville was the good team they beat in that 3 of 4, I think.
Yeah.
One of those teams was good, I want to say.
They held on against the Titans last week.
Yeah, beat the Jags 36-29.
Yeah. And it was
a couple of weeks ago.
And it took everything in that fourth quarter, but they did do it.
Titans. I knew some of the other ones were bad wins. I mean, wins over bad teams. Niners are banged up still, though.
Yep.
3 of 4 after, a 2-3 start?
Yes. Yes.
0-3 start.
Yep. Their defense is legit.
Legit.
And I will say this for
Big Will. Big Will is a game changer.
Uh-huh. The Bills on the road are not the same team. You know, they're just not. I mean, they went into Atlanta and lost that game. So they have shown they can put up some stinkers.
What'd Bijan run for?
It was a lot.
Told you. That's what you do. Yeah. That's why the Chiefs screwed up.
I want to say he went off in that game.
Yeah. Anybody goes off if you run the ball against the Bills.
Yeah. He had 170.
Yeah.
So
they can't stop the run.
But yeah, the Texans can't run. Like
that's what I asked you.
That's been their issue all year because I've had Nick Chubb in a fantasy team, so I know
Mixon never been right all year? Is that what it is?
Played.
I haven't paid any attention. Has not played at all.
And the headline today is that he's not going to play this year. So it's been it's been Woody Marks.
Wow. Mixon didn't play the whole season.
Yep. Not expected to play this year, according to ESPN. Foot injury.
Yeah, that's a bad situation down there with the run game.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do that against the Bills, you can control the game.
Yeah.
Certainly the time of possession.
Yeah. I will say this for the NFL season, like it does feel quite open. You know, I mean, even if you want to say Philly, but like every week you get a new headline about how, you know, A.J. Brown's upset or reports about the Eagles being frustrated with Hurts. Hurts had to come out this week and say that he's not fazed by the, you know, reports and the rumblings. I'm not surprised by anything. That's the nature of the position. So even though they are, you know, 8-2, it doesn't feel like everything is just necessarily great in Philly.
It's not offensively.
Yeah, exactly.
Defensively,
yes.
They can shut, I think, anything right now down in the NFC.
That is true. That is true.
And we've seen it. They just did it to Detroit. They made my man, who I'd just given a respect burger, look like a bad play caller.
Right.
Big Dan.
Yeah.
So that their defense is Super Bowl all day.
It absolutely
like,
is.
And I don't think – who? Do you trust Jordan? Do you trust Love? That's, you know, to not throw interceptions against that defense, that's the key. And we just saw Goff against it. Not good. So I don't trust anybody in the NFC to score on them. Maybe it's the Rams. But Jeffrey brought up a good point. If Philly gets the home field advantage and Stafford's got to go there in the cold, well, that's a disadvantage for as good as he is.
Yep.
We've seen it. So that's, you know, it'll be interesting. I still think Philly, that defense is so further out ahead of everybody in terms of units. That's what's going to get them there. And you figure a guy like Jalen Hurts, though, you know, they can get it worked out enough.
Yes.
And keep in mind, like, once he got the Super Bowl, they're fine.
Right. No, I mean, I'd say
you know, he plays well there.
That's very fair. I just think, you know, when you go up against the Rams team, and I think about the Rams last year, they were in the snow.
Yeah.
They were 6.5-point dogs.
In the game.
They had a chance to win it on the last drive.
Yeah. Did he fumble in that game?
Stafford?
Yeah.
I'm
not saying he didn't play well, but I just think, Stafford, dude, he's Dome and he's L.A. now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is where you can get him. I don't think he had a bad game. But I remember that snow and stuff.
And remember, they were going to beat the Eagles
right
early
them.
In the year, if not for that block field goal that went back for a touchdown.
Yeah.
They were going for the win.
You're right about them being right there last year. Remember that. And I don't think it came down to what I'm talking about.
If he did fumble, it would, you know, I mean, I don't
But that's
remember.
Where you got to get Stafford.
I remember him playing pretty – he had 26 of 44 for 324, two touchdowns in the snow. I mean, that's about as good as it gets, you know. In those conditions, in my view. So if there's any world where, you know, he doesn't, you know, it doesn't snow or something like that next time they play.
Well, I could also make a case their defense is better than it was last year because Jalen Carter is 1 year old.
Yeah, Nolan Smith did force a fumble. It doesn't say who that came on, though. So there was a fumble in the game that the Rams coughed up. But they were driving at the end with a chance. I want to say they got to, like, the 10-yard line maybe, the 15-yard line. You couldn't even see the damn field. It was covered in snow.
It's still a massive advantage for Philly to get them there as opposed to Philly going out to L.A. where Matthew will be perfectly comfortable. He's playing on his
– I mean, honestly, if it goes – if somehow it flips, right, it'd be like a straight pick.
Like, what are the chances he plays that well again in the snow or bad weather, Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, probably not great. Probably not great. But I do think, like, the Rams are a team
that's
in that mix.
Clearly.
And then I think it's probably a pretty big drop-off from there. If you want to say the Lions – But
no, I'd to still take Packers over them when they get it together and Jordan Love isn't turning the ball over.
Right.
Like Christian Watson just needs to be a dude.
Yep. Lions do go to the Rams December 14th, so we'll probably get a little bit of a playoff preview then.
AFC's wide open too. Because you don't have your usual suspects up top.
Correct.
I mean, you could say Bills, but it's the other guys right now.
Yeah.
In terms of Patriots being up top.
Yeah, you
so
got
it's wide open.
Colts, Patriots. I mean, those right now.
I don't trust Colts, but we'll see. I don't know if they beat Chiefs this weekend. I'm gonna start trusting them because Chiefs are dead, and you got to believe in Colts at 9-2.
You do. You truly do.
They go in. If you beat them here, whew, Chiefs, man, coming out of a bye, I mean, looked bad. It's just we're not used to them in this position.
Down this weekend.
Yeah, they're done if they lose it. Patrick, I think I heard that this morning. You're talking about the Josh Pazin don't lose three in a row. Isn't that the case for Mahomes?
Gotta be.
Yes. I believe that's the case. He's never lost three in a row.
They won 15 last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so.
Yeah. This would be a third straight loss, and I think that he's never lost three in a row. So it's just I can't fathom them losing this game.
Right. Right.
And that's why they are favored.
Right.
John.
Yep. Oh, it is. I mean, they were 4-point favorites at Denver. I mean, they've been premium because like people just say they can't lose. They can't lose, but I think this is a little different because like
back against the wall, Chiefs.
That's a divisional game. And I mean, we know how divisional games can go.
Well, and their defense is legit. Denver's defense is legit.
It is totally legit. And I guess we're going to find out about the Colts, right? This is like, I think there's one other game the Colts have played that where it was like, all right, it was against the Chargers. They beat the hell out of the Chargers.
Which and ain't as great a win anymore.
And I think the Chargers were actually missing two offensive linemen in that game. So even though they beat the hell out of them, I think there were some asterisks as far as I'm concerned with like quality of team. But the rest of it with the Colts has kind of been beaten up on a bad AFC South. You know, they lost to the Steelers, beat the Cardinals by a hair. They could have easily lost that one. So I do think the Chiefs win, but it'd be really fun if the Colts pulled it off. There's no doubt about that. So anyway, fun NFL slate this weekend. We're getting down to it, man. We're getting into December, and you know what that means. It's almost playoff time.
Have you pushed the button on Bears yet? You're not betting Bears? When you going to come on? When you jumping on board, bro?
Oh, no. You know your boy Turnoff don't like the Bears, bro. He don't rock with them. So
I don't know how many more of y'all can be in denial about Caleb and what we've seen in terms of the improvement.
No, I mean, y'all find ways to win.
He's looking like that dude.
It's just those are the teams that you, and when it comes to betting, those are the teams you kind of want to avoid for the most part.
I thought when somebody's winning all one-score games like the Chiefs last year, Washington, you ride that. Like it happens all season, and then what happens to – you come back down to earth the next year, just like it's happening for the Chiefs.
I'm going to read you what you wrote about games. The Bears before Minnesota? The Vikings game. This is what he wrote about. This is your
we have no defense. If you don't have to read it, if he's talking about our defense, I know how bad it is. It dead, lives off to it feeds on turn
dead
turn
last in yards per play allowed, but yes. They lead the league in takeaways and EPA gained off takeaways.
Dude, I could have wrote this for you.
All right, on offense, they have just 6 turnovers all season, which is third fewest in the NFL.
Caleb does not throw picks,
and those 6 turnovers have cost the least cumulative amount of EPA loss per turnover. So, in other words, despite being the worst defense on a per-play basis, the Bears have been the luckiest by far. And while being efficient on offense, they have really had nothing go wrong all season.
But no Gordon and no Jalen Johnson.
There's more.
I mean, our secondary is so banged up.
The performance against schedule has also been crazy relative to preseason expectation.
This guy's a hater.
Think about this chunk of wins. Fluke last season comeback and block field goal versus Raiders. Fluke late turnover and score comeback versus Commanders. Plus 3 turnovers and win versus Saints with Rattler. Last minute comeback win versus Bengals with Flacco. 10-point fourth quarter comeback win versus Giants with Dart hurt and Russ in. Not only are those bad teams and bad offenses, those pass defenses all rank bottom half of the league with an average rank of 23rd. Mm-hmm. Now, he hates your team. He hates the Bears.
He's always hated
He thinks the Bears are complete. The Emperor has no clothes.
Yeah, he would have definitely been off on this 7-3 start, too.
And so let me also go ahead and add another caveat to this segment for you. He will be betting the Steelers this week against the Bears.
Steelers defense could win it.
And he may be asked out once again, because you're right. You know who this reminds me of? The Commanders last year.
What are you talking about? They sit up here and sit in your face. And what happened? What's crazy, look at the Commanders after lost to us. They have gone to hell just like we did last year.
Yep.
And now we're winning all these one-score games going on this run.
And they were like, remember the thing with the Commanders last year is that they converted at a historic fourth down rate, right?
Yes. But let me make this very clear to you. We are not going to the NFC Championship game like the Commanders did. But when you
playoffs.
Get hot and, dude, that Ben Johnson stuff, he's doing the same speech playoffs. After because they're all coming down to the last minute.
Playoffs.
Usually those teams, KC, Minnesota.
Yep.
Those one-score games, they all go that way. It usually stays that way for them.
For the season, it does.
Rarely in the middle. You know,
because even the Chiefs last year were that team, right?
Yes, I want to tell you Minnesota too.
Yeah, like they won all the one score games last year. Now they never win the one score game.
Yes, yes.
But yes, it tends to happen. It stays with you for the season.
Weirdly,
that
I'm praying it does.
That orb.
I could also see a world where we only win 2 more games, and you're 9-8.
Get tougher,
Frank,
yeah.
It gets much tougher. You got Niners in there. You
is
got Green Bay twice.
Is that out of playoffs if you're 9-8?
Oh, I think there's a good chance you're out of playoffs.
Yeah. You got to be 10-7 to have a chance.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, I think so.
Well, at least you're on the ride.
Because the Rams, Seattle.
Right. Rams, Seattle, 49ers.
Yeah. That's a good three coming out of there.
That's
two of your wild cards right there.
Exactly right. But there's three now.
I know. But I'm just saying, I don't think 9-8 is going to get the third
one. Well, then you got the Packers, the Lions, you guys.
Packers. That's three wild cards right there.
There's five teams for, two spots.
I feel like we might be. Are we leaving one out?
Probably.
In the South? No.
No, nobody deserves to go for
only
the South,
only Tampa,
really.
Just the winner.
Yeah, Atlanta's right? done. Carolina. Oh, I guess Carolina. You have to say they're in the
mix. They can't get 10 wins.
No, they can't. No, you're right. No, you're right.
That's the yeah.
I think we got all the teams because Cowboys aren't in the aren't a factor.
Commanders are out.
Commanders are out. So yeah.
No, that's it. That's three spots. 49ers, it's like four teams with three spots.
49ers, Seahawks have 7 wins. Rams are leading the division with 8.
Yes, all three of those teams will make the playoffs.
But in fairness to the Panthers,
Purdy is back.
The Panthers still could win the NFC South.
What is their record? Yeah,
6-5.
So then the Bucs are in the mix. Then there's they have to say yeah.
One of those teams could be
like
in the mix.
Five teams for three spots, three wild cards,
maybe six. I don't believe in the Panthers, but you gotta say they have 6 wins right now.
Well, your man Ruiz says it's just a mirage.
But yeah, here's the problem: at 49ers this week. Play the Rams next week after that.
Awesome.
It will sort itself
out. Bryce is going to go back down.
And they still got, dude, look how they finished the schedule. Bucks at home, Seahawks at home, at Bucks. Easily going 0-3 there probably.
Yeah, Seahawks ain't nothing to play with.
Right. So anyway, there you have it. All right, we'll come back. Ben Andor is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the Hoop City slate tonight. And more. Stick around. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome back, J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. And as he normally does, Bennett Dolo's with us. He's not in studio. He's on the phone. That's all right. We love Bennett anyway. We can get him. Thank you for reporting live from Ground Zero. What's the scene down there, Bennett?
Yeah, it's a lot of cars. I'm sitting in the FedEx Forum parking garage. I believe this is the Toyota parking garage. I think no, this is the Gossett Motors garage. I'm in the garage right now. Gonna head over into the arena and get an assessment of what to think tonight after I get done with you guys.
That's amazing reception to be down in the garage. We're hearing
Does
you
it
very
sound good.
Clearly.
I was a little worried.
You sound fantastic. Good. This feels like Cedric Coward night, Bennett. Are you buying it? If no Jaren Jackson goes, we're C's listed as doubtful.
Is it Cedric Coward night or Zach Edey night?
Can it be both?
Yeah, I think it can be both. I mean, I want to go. If Sabonis plays, I tend to want to go it's Edey night because we got like the matchup of the bigs. And Edey's the guy that's like in the promotions for all the City Edition, they're wearing the City Edition jerseys tonight, and so Edey's in the promotions, mm-hmm. and so I feel like it's Edey night a little bit more.
I worry more about that minutes restriction on him because of what he's coming back from. Right, there is we know there's one on both of them, but that's what I worry about for making it Edey night and going 30 and 15 is if he's going to get enough minutes to do so, but I'm hopeful either one of those nights would be good on a night you're expecting, I guess, not to have your 1 and 2 options in Ja and Jaren. How important, Bennett, they're still favored even with those two expected to be out, how important is a win tonight for these Grizzlies just in terms of morale and everything else, the feeling down there?
It's huge. I mean, they've lost the Kings have lost 7 straight. You've lost 5 straight. If you can't get this game tonight at home, even without Jaren, even without Ja, even without all the other guys, it just feels like I just don't know where you're finding a win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This has got to be the night. This is one of the easiest matchups you're probably going to get all season at home. So now I say that to say. They do got guys that have gotten us over the years. I mean, Zach LaVine, I think, has scored 20-plus points against the Grizzlies every single game he's played against them in his career. So that's a guy that makes me nervous a little bit tonight. But they're not a good team. It does feel like you really got to get this one tonight.
Yeah, and it feels like an inflection point for me. But the problem is that, like, without the minutes restriction and clarity – like, the Kings, they're desperate, and they got real NBA players over there. Like, they got DeMar DeRozan. They got the great Precious Achiuwa. I mean, how do you think you're going to just beat Precious Achiuwa? on a Thursday night in Memphis, Tennessee?
It's a fair question, John. I will say, like, they – I know – I guess they're desperate. They all know that the thing's getting blown up. But didn't the report come out, like, a couple weeks ago that thing's going to, like, get blown up this season at some point? So everybody knows – all the big-time guys on that team know they're probably going to be playing somewhere else at some point this season. So
yep.
I don't know how desperate they really are, but – I mean, 7 in a row is 7 in a row. So yeah, they're going to be looking for a win. You're right.
Well, that Russ is just out there playing for some numbers and some triple doubles. He doesn't care. Yeah. Malik Monk shot jacking. No, Bennett, it's what you said. This is a team going nowhere. I mean, it's professional players, but they're all out for themselves. Making this back to your point, I double stamp it even more of a must win. I know you got Dallas coming up too, but it seems like you said, these opportunities are few and far between, especially in the West. I don't know, man. Do you think? You know, Cedric Howard the other night, I know it was in a loss, but that 19-11 in a time the Grizzlies were looking for a closer, you know, it feels like this is a repeat with you every week, but he continues to show us things. You know, the snatching of the rebound on one end, going back down, hitting the three, had Reggie Miller going crazy. I don't know, man. I told John, you know, tonight if you're looking at it from a narrative standpoint, maybe organizationally you can see sort of a glimpse at maybe something that never, you know, comes to fruition, but Cedric Howard as the guy, you know what I'm saying? And maybe building around him, if there's ever an opportunity to see what he looks like as the one option, seems like tonight would be the night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a good point. Like, I was saying on my show earlier, like, I want to temper my expectations a little bit because we've gotten excited about guys before that we thought become superstars in this league, and they weren't that. But, there's obviously something there. Like, he looks like he's got a chance to be a great player in this league. And I think that game against the Spurs, the cool thing about that was when he went on that little mini 8-0 run, we had seen him play well before, but we never saw him take over a game like he did for that small stretch right there. And so I want to see if he can do something like that again. Because like you said, he's going to get, depending on how many minutes he plays, he's going to get that opportunity again tonight because he's probably going to be one of the focal points of the offense.
I'm with you, man. I'm trying not to get overly excited about these guys too, but then Draymond, and I know, you know, he's doing a podcast or whatever.
He was Kawhi, man.
I know he's adding gas. He's getting me excited about it. And you're talking about this guy could be, you know, Kawhi potentially.
Yeah, but you just see how much reverence Jason has for Draymond.
No, it's just that comparison from a vet like that. He doesn't have to blow smoke at the Grizzlies, who he feels like are beneath them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, there are other rookies he could be talking about in terms of in this league. I don't know. Part of, you know, Draymond, most of the stuff coming out of his mouth we can't stand. But I'm trying to buy into that one, that he sees something that's real. Bennett, right. You said it. We see it, but when these vets are seeing it, that matters to me more. I think maybe even a little bit more reason we can open up our hearts and, you know, look at this guy and say, well, maybe the ceiling is higher. You know, there are people like John that were just down on him, weren't you, John, the preseason. Bennett remembers.
Yes, yes,
telling
yes
Bennett
I
every
was.
Week, I can't
yes,
see
I
it.
Was.
I can't see it.
I had
we can see it now.
I was down for a week and a half, all right? And I still stand by my stance, which is no one should ever be compared to Michael Jordan.
Now Kawhi, though.
And I'm, that's I'm fine
we're
with Kawhi.
With
6-time All-Star.
You're right about don't compare to Mike.
You know, that's fine. And the body type and all that, I – you know, yes, absolutely. But I'll wear it. If I need to be held up as the face of doubt, then that's fine. I'll wear that proudly because for 2 weeks I was doubting. But I doubt no more. I think he looks like a big piece and a closing piece, and I'm excited about his trajectory on the whole. I just heard, Bennett, I know you – can you bet on college sports or are people worried about you fixing the games?
No, I'm good there.
Okay. I have just been told that a remarkably – sharp betting group has bet Memphis plus 15.
Stop.
I have been told that. Plus 15 now. Not money line.
Okay.
Everybody calm down. But a remarkably sharp betting group.
I told you take the under and over under.
One of the groups that I would say I fear, right, has bet Memphis sure plus 15.
Okay. So my initial thought when that line came out was it's a neutral site. And so they're just taking into account it's a neutral site. But what they weren't taking into account is apparently it's a ton of Purdue fans down there.
We got Jarvis down there. We got Jarvis. So everybody calm down.
Okay, good. We got Jarvo down there. Perfect. Right, at least we got somebody down there.
He'll bring the paint.
Even still, man, when that line came out, I'm sure y'all talked about it. Like, I was kind of surprised. I thought it would be a lot bigger. So,
well, hell, how much? How long? Wait, what do you think, Memphis is a damn Jackson State, man? I mean, how big do you expect it to be?
Well, it's we got blasted at home by a bad UNLV team. That,
yes, but you know
how low were we, Bennett?
That was painful. I mean, I can't even sugarcoat it. That was what, and we were texting during the game, and it was just like, I couldn't believe what was happening, man. Like, it's one thing to, you got a new team and a new group of guys, and you're trying to figure out how to all gel together. I get that. But to get blasted at home by a bad team like UNLV was, and they were missing guys. That was surprising.
But let me tell you about Penny Hardaway.
Surprising is a word. Shocking.
Penny Hardaway is a man, all he's ever done is beat the odds. He got shot. The man got shot, and he recovered from that to have a long NBA career. This is a man who, despite not having played in the NBA for 20 years, basically, still has a best-selling shoe. This is a man who was hired as a high school coach to coach the University of Memphis basketball program and has won his conference and two conference tournaments in his time and beaten a number one team in America. So you want to come to this show and you want to say that you think that number should have been even bigger? No, sir. You are
okay.
You are absolutely, you're a denier. You are a heretic. You need to be ashamed of the narrative that you have brought to this program today.
Okay, well, first, no one's sitting here and questioning what Penny has accomplished so far as the head coach of the University of Memphis. He's done a good job as the head coach of the University of Memphis, so I'm not doing that. I will, you know, I point out he has beaten the number one team in the country before. That is true. Now, that team was also in his conference, and he had some familiarity there. And, frankly, he had Kelvin Sampson's number for a while there, too, when they were playing against each other. So I think it's a little different between that and what you're going up against today. This Purdue team's been together a long time. I watched them the other night go on the road and beat Alabama. That's, I don't know, man. I think this is a pretty tough task today.
It's tough, but you know what? When you have a coach in place who's as tough as they come, Bennett. So I would implore you that
I ain't as much worried about our coach as I am our team.
Well, as I just want you to know, as you're putting down the floor for tonight, just peek over to the game. Peek over to the Memphis Purdue game, and I think
I will be watching. I will be watching. I'm gonna have it pulled up on my phone. I'm gonna have all my equipment set up. I'm gonna be ready to go, and I'm gonna be able to dive in and check it out.
Bennett, how are we feeling about Ryan?
Don't do that.
Never mind.
You should never.
Never mind. I'm gonna continue to work on my signature list and raising donations for the buyout. I will not ask you.
Just don't do it over the phone, man.
Yeah, on air. If you will contribute, I won't.
I saw that they were 4.5-point favorites against Navy on Thanksgiving. That was kind of interesting because Navy's pretty good.
Well, maybe I haven't seen that line. You're telling me out. News. Wow, but, yeah. 4.5. That is interesting.
Jason,
Navy just needs to win to get in, Bennett. You're going to get their right. best effort.
Jason, yes. Just you didn't see this, but he just mouthed to me. HELOC bet on Navy is what he just did.
John lying as usual. As you know, we do have a Navy poster though in here, Bennett.
That's
and
right.
You've seen it,
and I've rubbed it
quite a bit.
There.
Ron brought it back from. I believe from San Diego.
Actually, Jason said he's actually going to enlist this weekend so that he gets a chance to suit up against Silverfield.
Do you know it would be three losses in a row to finish the year? Does that move the needle for anyone? Bennett, we're not asking you publicly.
Be incredibly disappointing, Jason.
Right.
And I do not think I could defend it. But
he's not pushing the button, is what he's telling you.
No, I'm not pushing any buttons. I'm not ready to go there yet. It's undeniably that it's been a disappointing end of the season.
Well,
it's like Mike told
Jason this week when he called in. He said, "You ain't spent a dime. You ain't spent a dime, Jason."
Why would I on a coach I don't believe in?
Wait, you did, though. Didn't you take, like, everybody to the game?
Yes, I did.
You did spend a dime.
Because he had earned it. They beat South Florida, took care of Rice, and I said, you know what? Instead of using a media pass to go to this thing and watch, I'm going to go contribute because those men, those young men have earned it.
That's right.
And that was held against me, Bennett.
It was held against you.
The fact that I paid, what, for one game in 2 years. Can you believe it?
Yep. Mike clocked Jason. He didn't knew exactly how many games he'd been to.
Well, we
clocked him back. You ain't spent a dime. You got to spend a dime.
Spend my money for Ryan.
We got to support our program.
That part is true.
We're working on it every day. Bennett, do your best to enjoy the night, man. I'll see you soon.
Thank you for this, Bennett.
Appreciate it, guys. I'll talk to y'all next week.
Yes, sir.
He has Bennett Doyle. Of course, Grind City Media, Grizz Radio Network, getting ready for Kings Grizz tonight, which you can catch right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Pre-game at 6:30. Tip-off, 7 o'clock. You can hear the team going to be up and down. There's no doubt about that. That's the kind of season that we're in. But one thing I know is that radio production that we've got here on 92.9, it is going to be absolutely superb, as it always is, from start to finish. And it's really at its best, if we're really going to break it down, it's really at its best in the middle. It's at its best in the middle. When you are regaled with stories, anecdotes, fake quotes. You just never quite know what you're going to get from Eric on a broadcast.
Jaron in the corner, he dribbles it off his leg. You just can't win games dribbling off your leg.
Well, the good news for Eric is that he doesn't have to worry about Jaron dribbling ball off his leg.
Because he ain't going to play.
He's not going to play.
No.
So it's just going to be Cedric Howard greatness, I'm telling you. We don't have anywhere else to go.
That's right. Love it. All right, we'll come back, wrap this up on a Thursday. J&J, 90.9 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I love giving gifts, but I more importantly love getting gifts. That's why it's been a lot of fun, as the family group chat has been asking, John, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas? I love telling people what I want for Christmas because I love getting gifts. But over at RIJ, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, you can give gifts and get gifts during their sale that's going on right now through Saturday. Spend $19.99 or more at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You get free Apple AirPods Pro 3s. Why not? why would you not go right now, get the Christmas shopping done? Huge diamond sale is going on right now. Knock it all out in one fell swoop over at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
I think I know about Howie. When he's got the sales going, you need to get over there. It's going to be the best deal you've made on jewelry. That's my guess, unless you've been and taken advantage of one of these sales before. Make sure you get there before the end of Saturday. It's going to be all over. And you get those free Apple AirPods, again, as John said, with purchase of $1,999 or more. Take advantage of the sale. Lots of financing options available. Howie's got them all, 12 months interest-free financing, or take up to 60 months to pay. It's going to be a very comfortable shopping experience. Not going to get pressed. Robert Irwin Jewelers, bigger, brighter diamonds always, better prices as well. Five locations, three here locally or online at rijewelers.com.
All right, we're back. J&J, 90 Turn FM, ESPN. I need to get used to these cameras being on, because I'd be showing you things that, you know, get picked up by the cameras, you know, maybe that in the past I got away with. I can't do that no more. I got to be very mindful of these cameras when they're on. So, you know, I appreciate nobody gave me that heads up. I'm just going to have to move differently in 2025 and 26.
Always know you're being watched.
Simulcast. That's the way of the future, man. Simulcast, videos on social, you know, YouTube channels. That's the way it's going, man. So I've got to get with the times. It is on me. I was just keeping Jason brought up the Patriots. I was just keeping him updated on some things going on.
I think
on
that was after the fact, by the way. I think you're clean.
All right, good. All right.
Have you seen these platinum joints they're wearing? You guys like these?
Love
City Edition.
Like, I actually want to buy one. Like, that's how much I love it.
Very clean.
Very cool looking.
Will they win in them?
God, that'd be great if you could win in the Platinums.
Chris Harrington posts just now that Sabonis is out, and Keegan Murray will be back.
Yep.
So
that was the expectation.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Platinum Plus.
So one more capable player out there for the Kings.
That's right.
Remember, Malik Monk's going to get shots tonight. If he's
Most
hitting them,
definitely.
he can burn you up if he's hitting them. He can beat you by himself.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean,
streaky guy. But when
there's just no doubt the Kings, as bad as they are, they just have more real NBA players than the Grizzlies tonight.
Right now, yes.
Yeah, I mean, they just,
yes,
you know, no Ja, no Jaren, no, you know, Ty Jerome, you know, no Scottie Pippen. Like, it's just the truth.
Cedric Coward night. Even if it's a loss, yeah. I want to see it.
Cedric Coward night and first 5,000 fans get a win. That's the giveaway tonight. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Ben and Doyle. Thanks to Dan Walker for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.